You have your Bibles, let's open up to Ephesians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in God's house tonight. Just listening to the prophet, and he's preaching on God moves in unexpected ways at unexpected times and unexpected hours. He said, if I could only tell you the times where I go out in the woods to pray and, you know, the stickers get me, mosquitoes biting me. He said, just can't even get comfortable down to pray. He said, that's just the time to hear from God. Oh, so you don't all believe that just yet, do you? Had a bad day, can't hear from God tonight. Too much, can't hear. Oh, just you might as well just quit now. Well, there's a door. Go ahead and go home. Or you say, you know what? This is the perfect time to hear from God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I don't even want to be here, Brother Andrew, but hey, you're here now, so might as well hear from God.
Amen.
You don't want to listen to Brother Andrew for a whole, we'll try to keep it an hour, right? Or a little less than if I was real spiritual. So, amen. Praise God. We're still men. Still, the Lord tarries. Still waking up for work tomorrow in church. But let's redeem the time tonight. Say, Father, I come with a clean heart. I want to hear your voice.
Amen.
Whatever you have for me. Amen. Remember prayer this Saturday at 5. Those of you who want to come, pray for those not here tonight. Well, Lord, have your way. Ephesians 3, verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'd like to stop there, still on the masterpiece tonight. Just want to preach on the eternal purpose. The eternal purpose. Let's bow our heads before God. Every head bowed, and I trust you bow your heart as well. Would you like to lift a need up to God? Say, Lord, again, it's just a hand, but can you hear my heart behind it? And answer my prayer tonight. Amen. Let's invite him our own way, and let's have a service to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here and bringing us out of the world into this glorious light that you've brought us. And we thank you that your presence is already here. We feel you amongst us, Lord. And we pray that you'll comb right through our lives, Lord. May you have every access, every key to every door in our hearts, Lord. And go through and sweep out anything that's not like you. Clean up anything that Satan might have put in, even unawares to us, Lord. We want to be right before you. We want to be holy, pure, a vessel for the Master's use. Help us tonight, Father. Speak to your children. Mold them into your very image, Lord, and the needs in the house of God tonight, Lord, they're beyond even us, Lord, but we believe in a God who knows and a God who cares, and we pray that you'll come tonight, take your word and feed your children and provide for those needs, Lord. Have your way in the service tonight. May everything done, everything said, bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, for it's in his name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The eternal purpose. You know, we're living in a world now where that word purpose, it almost doesn't have a meaning anymore. People don't even believe in purpose. They believe, you know, if you believe in evolution and things of that sort, well, by the end of the day, well, I'm just another random pile of molecules that happen to get put together. And why am I here? Just dumb luck is why I'm here. And why do I have the parents I had? Well, it was just rolling the dice. And if you believe a world perspective like that, it makes sense for the world that there is no such thing as purpose. Purpose is something that's constructed by the individual. You make purpose out of something. You know, why does it matter to make money? Well, you've made a purpose that you want to be rich. Why does it matter to be good at basketball? Well, you've made a purpose that you want to be an NBA star. And I barely, you know, I'm not quite tall enough yet, but, you know, some people think, but I guess you got to be able to shoot and jump and other stuff. You can't just be tall and be good at basketball. So, no, I did not play basketball in high school, Brother Dan. Either way, purpose. And what we know is God has placed in the heart of every single person a thriving, a stirring, a looking for what is purpose. Why am I here? Why do I live? Why do I exist? And this is where I, you know, I guess some of the students told me that one of the science teachers today, and I hope I get challenged to a debate at some point. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just want to see it one time. But, you know, we say that before it happens. But anyways, going on about, they said, you know, the teacher down there, he said, you know, there is no God and it's all science and things like that. And I just think, well, how do you even reason if we're just random? How do you even believe if there's no supernatural element? How do you explain any of these things? How do you dream? How do people have near or death experiences, actually get resurrected and remember things? How does that make sense if we're just physical beings? There's something beyond that, brother, sister. And again, without there being another life, without there being a soul, what is purpose? What does matter? Why are we here? And if you have a creature, and it's not just Christians that are looking for purpose, the world is looking for purpose. So if a world that never had a purpose, because it's just random, it just came to be, it was just an explosion one day that made things, and then every other explosion after that destroys everything. There's your wisdom in the ways of the world. But if there was no purpose, how did something without purpose make something obsessed with purpose? How could it create something that doesn't exist? It proves that there's a purpose to mankind, that God had a purpose in bringing you here. God had a reason that your mama's who she is, how your daddy's who he is, why you're even in Defiance, Ohio tonight in a made up, what is this? Yeah, hair place, whatever. They got all kinds of words for that. Can't hardly find a barbershop no more. There's salons, that's what I'm thinking. But either way, we read here in the book of Ephesians as Paul begins to lay out, he uses a word, a couple words, over and over again. If you look at verse 3 again, he says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. So first off, brother, sister, you can't learn this through education. And you could have every tape playing every day. Ooh, glory. You could read the Bible from cover to cover, and you ought to. Do we still believe that in the message? I don't know. Just in case you're wondering, back when I started to count, I got to about 8 or 9 and I stopped counting. All right. I believe in reading the Bible. Amen. And that's right. And that's not no pat on my back. Look, brother, sister, you read 3 chapters a day. Any mathematician tell you, you can finish it in a year. I've been serving God for about 13 years now. I'd ought to write it that many times. And if you feel guilty about it, well, it's probably time to head back to Genesis and go ahead and read this thing through, because God gave us all His Word in this day. I don't care if it's in the middle of Job or 2 Chronicles right there. The Holy Ghost gave us this Word to feed our souls. You ought to read all of it.
Amen.
And that goes for quotes too, brother, sister. I believe you ought to listen to tapes from 47 to 65.
Amen.
I really like this one. Well, you might be just getting gluttonous off one thing. Go eat the whole course, brother, sister.
Amen.
Need a well-balanced diet of the Word of God. Sometimes you got to suck down them things that don't feel good. We're almost believing that in the message now. We need a feel-good religion. If as long as I feel good in church, it must have been the Word of the Lord. But if it tears me and it makes me feel bad and I don't like my neighbor, and because why'd you say that, Brother Andrew? You know what I did last week?
Right.
Hope you didn't listen to that devil walking to church today. Because if you do, you might as well forget it. Don't matter what I say. You ain't going to listen to none of it because you think it's the words of a man. But if you can get past that, how, brother? By revelation.
Amen.
And revelation is when God opens your understanding and you pass from an earthly intelligence to something eternal. Something beyond what even you, we say us, what even you understand. Oh, glory. And this was even Paul. This is the same man who said, everything I used to know, I counted it but dung, that I might know the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I've been made a prisoner for you, that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Which if you go down to verse 5, it says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of man, as it is now revealed. There's that word again. It's not learned, it's revealed.
Amen.
Woo, glory. unto his... Ooh, apostles and prophets. Oh, man, do we still believe in those?
Yeah.
Those are the two you can't be no more. That includes the message. It's true. And the reason we understand, people have run off with those titles and made a mockery out of it, but it's true nonetheless. Actually, if you look on the other page, it says he gave some apostles, prophets, teachers. There's not just teachers, there's not just pastors, there's not just evangelists. There are still apostles and prophets. And God, in that day, revealed that word to the apostles and prophets. That's why you have John writing epistles. That's why you have Paul writing epistles. That's why you have Peter writing epistles. That's why, because they were the ones that had the revelation.
Amen.
Now, they weren't the only ones that had it, but they were the ones it was given to, and you had to get it from them.
Amen.
And if you couldn't humble yourself like that, you say, where's that in the Bible? Go read Galatians again.
Amen.
They said, who is this, Paul? Who is Paul? What do we care? We can go off on our own ideas now. He said, what are you doing? He says, if an angel from heaven preaches anything but what I've already preached, let it be cursed. He said, even if I do it.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They thought they could get beyond it. And look, even Brother Branham said he never went in a different revelation. Beyond, or maybe contrary to popular belief, but it's not true. The same revelation for the church was in the first age. They were the Alpha Bride. It was the church age that lost the revelation. But now it's come back.
Amen.
And God said it would.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and the mystery. The mystery of God should be finished when the seventh angel begins to sound. The mystery. Not A, not one, not, well, mysteries. Brother, sister, it's all tied to one mystery. What was that one mystery? You keep reading down. It was in God. He had hid it away. Even from the Old Testament saints, they didn't get it.
Sure.
You might, the Bible says, why are we so quiet tonight? Help me out. It said Abraham was looking for a land.
Right.
But he didn't know where he was going.
Right.
He thought it was, I mean, he thought he found it. You know, look this way, I've given you all this land. But yet he said, where's God?
Amen.
Where's the man I've met on the mountain?
Amen.
Where is he? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I'm sure after resurrection morning, he said, oh, there he is.
Woo!
Brother Abraham said, they looked and said, hey, there, is that Abraham, sir? I said, oh, honey, we've been spotted. That's right. You say, well, how can you do that? You just got to go up a dimension, brother, sister. Once you get out of space, time, and all, you can just come and go as you please.
Amen.
Jesus proved that when he resurrected. Yeah. Bible was careful to note that the apostles were locked in a room.
Uh-huh.
Then he showed up.
Yep. That's right.
Said, hey, you know, I've resurrected from the dead. Yeah, he did the same to Thomas, showed up all of a sudden. He said, go ahead, touch my side, touch my hands. He said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. We've been given a message in this day. We've been given truths of serpent seed and baptism and all these wonderful things. But brother, sister, can you see why God has revealed this to us?
Right.
Or has it stayed theology? Has it stayed just a good idea? Has it stayed a book of doctrine? If that's what you think the message is, I'm here to tell you, with all the authority of God I have, you've missed the entire point. And that, look, ministers aren't, they're not immune to this either. This is something I see sweeping in droves, and we can have little ideas, and oh man, look at this mighty type. And at the end of the day, what does it do to the believer? If it doesn't mold you and change you and prove that God still lives, you've missed the revelation.
Amen.
The revelation was a mystery hid in God. That now, in that day, he said he's made it known to his apostles and prophets, and they went and made it known to the Gentiles. And you're a part of God's body.
Amen.
You're a part of the body of Christ.
Right.
And even the denominations believe that God became flesh and dwelt among us.
Right.
And why don't they have the revelation? Because out of him, oh glory, came of her.
Amen.
Out of that flesh came another body. And God, I mean, it was laying there the whole time, but why couldn't they see it? Purely because the revelation was not given yet. But once it was given, what did Paul say? Go back to verse 8. He says, unto me whom the less And the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Real quick, unsearchable means past finding out. Oh my. He's saying, I'm going to preach something that you can't figure out. Well, that don't make a lot of sense. Yeah, if you got a seminary doctrine, it doesn't make sense. But if you understand Revelation, it literally taps into something that your own mental mind doesn't get, but there's a new man on the inside that understands. There's a man on the other side that says, look, you might think I'm still sick. You might think I'm still going to die from this, but something on the inside says I'm going to live. Hallelujah. You might say, you're a sinner. I watched you on the outside, but something on the inside says, I've been redeemed. And it goes beyond even what we think we are. And it taps into how? By revelation.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. With revelation, we'll prevail against the gates of the enemy. That's from the Church Age book.
Amen.
You won't do it any other way. We are totally dependent on revelation from God Almighty.
Amen.
Have you asked for it lately?
Yes.
Or you got it all figured out?
Sure.
Have you trusted yourself, or are you trying to trust Him?
Oh
my. This is the same even the sinner many times doesn't understand this, that you can't act in what we think, your own mental faculties. That's, it has to go beyond that. I've had many, many young men, women come to me, and I tell them that God has always answered my prayer. He said, I speak to God, He speaks back to me. Sometimes the answer is no. Actually, a lot of times his answer is no. A lot of times his answer is, would you shut up and quit whining already?
Amen.
I'm just going to be honest. I just don't know how to beat around about it. I'm just going to tell you the way it is.
Right.
Many times I go, man, can we make this a little easier? No.
Right.
Man, really, Lord? Come on. Why? Brother Branham said it this way. He said, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, it was proof He had confidence in me that I would not sin willfully.
Right.
That I would serve Him and fulfill the word of my day. So if God has given you the Holy Ghost,
amen.
He's got confidence in you.
Amen.
That you're going to take that word that says He'll never tempt me above what I'm able, but what He tempts me, there's a way of escape.
Yes.
And that way is still the same way. Oh, somebody give Him praise tonight. Jesus Christ is the way, and that Spirit come and shown you, He's still alive tonight.
Yes.
Oh, I feel at home, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Noah used to come up to me, or Violet would say, he'd come up and say, Jesus was preaching today.
Yes.
Talking about me, that's right. And then, what was it, Sarah's little boy says something about picture of me. Says, oh, look, Mommy, there's Jesus. Now, one way you're going to run off and make me Antichrist, but if you got a revelation.
That's right.
A child would not err therein.
Amen.
They get it faster than we do. It's not me up here saying it. They can see it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say, well, they don't understand it. Praise God. They got revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've turned revelation into information, and that's why nobody gets any.
That's it.
Hallelujah. You're not supposed to understand it. You're just supposed to believe it.
Amen.
That's why when the Holy Spirit came, it was the song only believe.
Amen.
Now, real quick, you don't believe? God ain't going to answer you.
That's right.
No, listen to me now. He not maybe will. He won't.
That's right.
Say, well, I asked Him. Were you believing?
Come on.
I said, do this, Lord. Were you believing?
Right.
First off, who are you to tell God what to do?
Right.
Shows your attitude's wrong already. Now, I'm going to show you that's totally scriptural. We're just going by lean tonight. I am still on my first scripture here, Brother Dan. There was a couple men that put a robe over on Jesus' head and began to hit Him. Said, you be a prophet, tell us who hit you. Why didn't He answer Him? Little brother said, he knew who hit Him.
Right.
He said, but you don't clown for the devil.
Right.
You understand, when you treat God that way, you have that same Spirit on you.
That's right. Amen.
God, if you do this, I'll believe you. Too late. You missed it. He did it another time. He said, if this man were a prophet, he would know what manner of woman was touching him.
Uh-huh.
He knew what manner of woman she was.
Yep.
That's why he let her do it.
Right.
He wanted to have mercy on her.
Amen.
If you be the Son of God, I mean, He could save others, but himself he can't save.
Right.
There he was on the cross. He don't have to answer you if you don't come His way.
Amen.
We're not talking about an idea. If it was an idea, yeah, sure, push it around. We can fight doctrine back and forth, and we'll go back and forth, and before we know it, neither one's believe anything. But if you recognize it's God Almighty, you'll pay Him His respects.
Amen.
And if you'll come humbly before Him, you will hear from Him.
Amen.
Now that's 100% accurate. You're saying, what about a serpent seed? Well, what about the first serpent seed? Uh-oh. He humbled himself enough to make an altar. He humbled himself enough to come to church. That'll preach in the message. He came, worshiped with all his heart. Come on, he did. God answered him.
That's right.
Balaam came respectfully. Built altars to God. Came the way the scriptures told him he should have. God answered him. Now, they didn't answer God what they should have, and they come out on the wrong end of the picture. But don't tell me God don't speak back. He does. Don't tell him how to do it. Don't tell him when to do it. I'm telling you, and I'm coming against it, because that's a devil right from the beginning. That's that rebellious. Am I my brother's keeper? Come on, my punishment's too hard for me, God. That's that spirit, brother, sister, and it creeps into our lives sometimes. It tries, anyways.
Sure.
You start looking at it, God, you owe me an answer.
All right.
This doesn't make sense. We can't do it this way, Lord. Prophet had that happen one time.
Yes.
So there you go. Before you kick yourself out and said, I'm making you all serpent seed, the prophet did it himself.
Yes, he did.
So he prayed for that woman. She got well, and shortly after she died, he said, Lord, you owe me an explanation. He said he let me go pity about it for a few weeks.
Yes, amen. That's true.
So I was willing to humble myself and come the way I should have in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then he answered me. What did he say? He said, way back one. Showed her she was skipping on some rocks.
Right.
And she fell. And he said, right then she should have died.
Right.
But it wasn't her time.
Right.
And I wanted to show her mercy.
Yes.
I wonder how many times we were skipping on the rocks of life.
Yeah.
Should have fell and died. You're still sitting here now. Don't find yourself on the outside looking in. Don't find on the outside saying, God don't love me, God don't hear me, God don't pray. Brother, sister, you're missing the whole point. He has an eternal purpose. God's eternal purpose is you.
Right.
His purpose from the foundation of the world was not just the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Was not just a nice solar system. Was not made. It was you.
Amen.
You're His eternal purpose.
Amen.
Oh, is He worthy of praise tonight? Now, what separates us from this? And I got way ahead of myself. Come on. Come back with me now. Is sin came into the picture. And sin, and as long as you can keep this as a revelation, sin ain't smoking, it ain't drinking, it ain't even lusting and all these other things we want to make it. It's unbelief. And all it takes is that little bit of doubt. Well, maybe God, you'll miss it all. And what will happen is the picture of God will get skewed. And instead of you being His eternal purpose, you're the first one He wants to send to hell.
Right.
His purpose now is to destroy you. Right. Why? It's because now you've identified with sin, and we know how God treats sin.
Right.
He hates it.
Right.
He abhors it. He will not cross into sin.
Right.
It's still the Holy Ghost today, brother, sister.
Right.
The book of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 59 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And as we just read there, He won't hear you.
Right.
Don't blame that on God. He's saying, is my hand shortened that I can't heal?
Right.
Don't I have ears to hear? But it's your sins, it's your iniquities, it's what you've given over to that stop the vessel or stop the pipe from flowing through.
Amen.
Brother Bram said it's like having all the pressure of the world, all the water in the world on one little pin needle. And that's how bad God wants to get in you.
Yeah.
And your unbelief can clog it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to believe God.
Yes, amen.
Acts 2:38 is laying right there in the scriptures. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the promise is to you. You can stop right there. It's to you.
Amen.
Why is it so hard for that to live? Why do we dunk so many sinners and they come up wet sinners? It's because you have to believe that for yourself.
Amen.
That I'm not good. I'm a sinner. That I've made a mockery out of God's life that He gave to me. You have to be 100% sinner before you can get 100% saved.
Amen.
Even Christ Himself, speaking in Hebrews, it says, "For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners." And if you don't accept the atonement and get forgiven and be brought back into fellowship by the Holy Ghost, you will think God has separated from you. And you'll think He's done it on purpose. That He's made you to take Himself away and destroy you. That doesn't make any sense. What would you tell a man who spent 6,000 years building something just to get to the end and said, "I don't want nothing to do this, destroy it"? You say, "Man, why'd you do that in the beginning?" Now, if you think He's really interested in this earth, that's exactly why it doesn't make any sense to the world. Why would He destroy the thing He created? He's not destroying the planet that He made. That's why, Brother Bram, I love it. It's not annihilation. It's changing. No. He built the earth for a reason. Why? To live with you. But then sin came into the picture and it polluted what we call the cosmos, brother, sister. The world order got messed up and Satan was put at the head of it. He controls them. He still does.
Right.
That includes good old USA.
Yeah.
Greatest nation on the world. Just talked to a minister who went over to England. And I said, "Is America still better?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "As bad as it's getting here, we're still the best nation on earth." But that just shows you how bad the world is.
Yeah.
Everybody's got every reason to be happy over here. And yet we're the biggest complainers the world has.
Amen.
And we're known for it.
Amen.
We're known for being unappreciative. We're known for being a loss of reality.
Amen.
That we're the most blessed people on the planet.
Right.
Why? It's because sin has taken over. Brother Branham said it like this. Let me find it real quick. It's out of Why 1960. He says, "Now they say that the number one killer in America is heart trouble. I differ with them. Number one killer in America today is sin. Not heart trouble, but soul trouble. Inside of the heart, the soul that's in the heart, that's the number one enemy. We have so many people, I hear them say, 'Brother Branham, I want to live right.' I had a young girls and a young boys to tell me, and old people, 'I want to live right, but I just can't keep from drinking. I just can't keep from lusting. I just can't keep from these places.' There's just one thing. You haven't tried the balm. When you take the balm of Gilead, God's balm, it inoculates you from all sin and things of the world. It puts such a love of God in your heart until the things of the world become dead to you." Certainly, it's such a great balm of Gilead. It's the balm of God's healing balm. You say, "I wish I could." Well, you can. There's plenty of it. We've got the heavens full of it. We got preachers across the land preaching it. We've got people across the land being inoculated by it. And sin problem leaves them because they've received God's inoculation.
Right. Amen.
That sinners, drunkards, gamblers, gangsters, bootleggers, prostitutes, all of them come to Calvary and are inoculated with the balm of God's glory and His power. And sin question is settled forever.
Amen.
"He that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me has everlasting life. Shall never come into the judgments, but pass from death unto life." Because he's been inoculated with the Spirit of God that kills the things of the world and made him a new creature in Christ Jesus. A new creation. He's inoculated. All the old things pass away. New life comes in. New desires comes in. And if you haven't got that, except the man be born again, he will in no wise see the kingdom of God. And then at the day of the judgment, the world's going to be asked for a reason. Why didn't you receive it? Just as the people are dying on the doctor's doorsteps, men and women today are dying in the church pews.
That's true.
Sinners come to the place like borderline believers. Men and women dying in the church pews and going out in eternity to meet God without hope. It isn't because the gospel isn't preached. It isn't because there isn't enough balm for them. It's because they refuse to take the balm. What is the balm? Listen. They refuse to take the doctor's medicine, the new birth.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you can recognize, I hope you've been born again, but have you recognized what that means? You're not your own no more.
Amen.
You've been bought with a price. You're not on the other side of the chasm. You've been brought back into the mystery that God hid from the foundation of the world, that He didn't want to destroy man. So what did He do when the price was laid out? He said, the day you sin, that day you die. God said, I'll pay for it.
Amen.
And when did He decide it? Before you did it.
Amen.
Before you could say no, He already said yes.
Amen.
And God has come in this day, pulled the seals back, and showed you. I didn't just start having pity on you one day. You were the reason from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you find yourself, listen to me, please. If you find yourself under the chains of sin, the chains of unbelief, it'll pull you away from that.
Yes.
And the word that is sent to save you will destroy you.
Right.
The God that's trying to talk to you, you will hear His voice in condemnation when it should have been seasoned with grace.
Amen.
The same servant that somebody else is rejoicing in the grace of God condemn you straight to hell.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But God didn't make you to destroy you. He made you for what we read there in Ephesians 3:9. If you still have it, He says, or 8 verse, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. See, this mystery, if it was just doctrine, that would be all it was. But there's a fellowship goes with it. Oh, hallelujah. That is the mystery. That God wanted fellowship with you. And not you as some hypothetical. I'm talking you as an individual. God made you in such a way, He could talk to every one of us. Have personal conferences all the time. Why? Because there's a place of fellowship with God that's in this mystery that's only room for two.
Right.
And that's you and Jesus.
Sure.
You can't take mama in there. You can't take brother in there. You can't take husband. You can't take wife. You can't take pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? You're supposed to be married to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Bram says this, and who is Melchizedek? He says, God loves fellowship. That's what He made the man at the first time for, was for fellowship. And if you ignore that purpose, if you get away from that, I'm telling you, you won't find purpose.
Right.
Satan will try to substitute it with things, as Brother Josiah laid out perfectly Sunday.
Yeah.
He'll tell a man that, you know, you go get a job and you'll do this, you'll become this, and you'll be successful. And what happens? You're chasing, and you never get it.
Right.
You go look at any sports or really, I mean, I could pick any of them, but watch their lives. And they're chasing after. They'd be the best in the world. What happens? They got to come back again.
Right.
You got boxers do it all the time. They tell them, quit coming back. Get out. Go retire. Why can't they? Because they can't find their purpose.
Right.
Because they said, I've done it. I've won it all. But for some reason, I'm not satisfied. Why? Because the same God that made you made them.
Right.
And He has that same hole in His heart that can only be filled with God's, not temporal,
right,
eternal,
right,
purpose. Eternal never started. It never ends. It never changes. This is His purpose forever.
Amen.
Just, brothers, I don't know if you're catching it. When you cross, it's it. It's always been. You
right.
are on
right.
His mind.
Right. Yes.
You are the one He loves.
Yes.
You're the one He's adored. You're the one He's yes. been craving to fellowship with.
Oh.
Amen.
You think you miss Him? You ain't heard nothing yet. When He sees you, oh glory. How do I know, brother? That's what the token was given for.
Amen.
You got the ticket punched. If you're still afraid of judgment, you don't got it.
Right.
Who?
Amen.
Brother Bram said that. He said, look, it's perfect faith or you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Right.
He even said when he had a prayer line, how many knows it?
He said, don't come up here with nothing but perfect faith.
That's right.
He actually went to the point, he said, you're going to waste time. Somebody else could be in there.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be too offensive in the message today.
You're right.
It would be. Why don't you respect my lack of faith? There ain't no room for that in the Word of God.
Amen.
Because you're still making the words of a man. That can fail. But when you recognize it's the Word of God, there ain't no room but perfect faith. Because this isn't, like we said, it's an eternal purpose. It's an eternal Word. It's never changed. When God declared it, it always has been.
Amen.
It's more real than that. There's a pulpit sitting right here.
Right.
If you come with perfect faith that you need healing, you're just as much healed as I am talking right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us, it's Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is.
Amen.
Not hope. Not, well, Lord, I'll try it out, and if it works out, okay, I'll take it, but if it don't, I'll go plan B. If you got a plan B and you're serving a God, you're not serving Him.
That's right.
And I don't know why I keep going this route, but you ain't going to hear from Him.
Right.
And don't you go crying to God about it. Come His way, He'll talk.
Amen.
That's right. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. And, I just love that word in the Bible sometimes. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming out of Fellowship, 1955. I'll get moving here. I think you're getting it. Fellowship, wonderful thing. Now, why does men like fellowship? Why is it men like to meet with men and women with women? We all like to meet together. The ladies meet together and sew and talk. The men go to the table and they have things in common. They like to talk about it. That comes from somewhere. What makes you love your children? Because you're a father. That's the strain, human strain. That's the reason it proves that we have a heavenly Father that loves we as His children. All the things is now made of the things that was. The Bible says there's nothing new in the world. Now in the beginning, when God made man, He didn't make him to be sick. He didn't make him to have cancer. He never made him to die. He made him for fellowship. Now in the evening when it was quiet, God come down and fellowship with Adam and Eve. They loved God. God loved them. He didn't want them to be sick, get old, and die. He wanted to be young and lovely forever. But sin brought us here. Not God, against God's will. We ourselves plunged ourselves into that. Say, well, I didn't do what Adam did. I wasn't there. You'd have done the same thing.
Right.
Why? We're all tied together, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Turn with me real quick, Colossians 2. Hallelujah. Colossians 2. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And just starting at verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. I'm just going to say, I believe that's for us. I really do. Paul probably didn't know that, but Revelation did. And in case you didn't believe that, we'll read the rest of it. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Well, there you go. That's us. That their hearts might be comforted. Is there another age that needs their hearts comforted more than us?
That's right. Yeah,
there you go. Being knit together in love and unto all riches. Now listen, let me go back. Let me read this one more time all together. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. People get, they do it to me anytime anyone in the nominal world, you start using the word revelation. You start saying mystery. They act like, well, where are you coming? Oh, you can't. Well, where's your biography on this? Where'd you study this out at? And I get questions like this every once in a while when I get told that, or somebody asks or figures out that I'm a minister, you know, where'd you go to school? You know, what books have you read? The Bible? I got asked about servant seat here a little bit ago. Do you have any references to go with that? I said, I just know the scriptures. Why? Because that's what I base my faith on, brother, sister. And right here, it's all bring back to that one mystery. And what it's supposed to do to the believer is what Paul was craving for. I have a desire of a great conflict because I see believers without full assurance.
Yeah, right.
I see believers who still don't know that they're making it or not.
Right. Right, amen. Oh,
wow.
Brother Bram talked about Paul. He said the first thing he did is try to knock it out of those people that you can't get saved and then get lost. Glory to God. God cannot give you the Holy Ghost and then take it back.
No way.
If He's given it to you and you've been born again in the Spirit of God, you are His.
Amen.
And fellow heirs of this mystery. Excuse me. It's the mystery of God, the one mystery of God. What is that mystery of God? Is the eternal purpose, the threefold eternal purpose of God. I pray you've read the message some, because Brother Bram talks about this. I wish, I think I've got it in Christ's mystery. You got a long quote in you?
Amen.
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 Bring it on.
I've learned if you get past a few paragraphs, if I can get up there and read quotes all day, you gonna preach or what? No, I believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
I believe in the revealed Word of God.
Amen.
I do. I think when Jesus got up there and read Isaiah 61, handed it back to the minister and said, this day the Scripture is fulfilled.
Right.
That was the most successful service that was ever happened in that building.
Yeah.
Might not have been the most shouting and jumping, but it had the Word of God fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, Christ's mystery of God revealed. He said He's got a seed down here in the root. Like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. He that takes God's laws and love in his heart. And he shall be like a tree, someone planted by the rivers of water. His leaves shall not wither. In his season he'll bear his fruit. And hear it right. And where does the fruit ripen at quickly? In the top of the tree. Why? The light's on it. Amen. That's right. And right in the top of the tree, in the last days, he's bringing forth a bride tree. Now remember, he is the tree of life. Contrary to the serpent seed, you see, he's that seed, the woman's seed, the tree of life in the garden. Unless they put forth their hands and move this tree, they'd eat that tree and live forever. And he's the only tree that can be taken that you can live forever. His word is life, and that be the word, then the word of God, which Eve turned down in the garden, then here is Christ, the word made manifest. And when he come on earth, he was the tree of life. Do you believe that? He said in Rome, what did they do? He had to be chopped down. And he was put on the tree of disgrace. Cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Become a curse for the human race. And now through that, he brings forth a bride tree, which will be the tree of life restored back to him. We preach about Jesus being the tree of life. I wonder how many really understand what that means.
Right.
Where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy?
Amen.
Oh, glory. He said he brings forth the bride tree, which will be the tree of life restored back to him as husband and wife in the Garden of Eden. Oh, glory to God. By the same word and the same God made manifest in husband and wife, the same bride tree back again. Notice, making it known. How am I? There's just so much here. We could just keep on going. I say amen to that tonight as well. Notice the tree of Christ's body in the garden making his mystery known to this bride tree. Watch, redeemed by Christ, the second Adam, you believe he was, going back home to Eden with his fallen wife redeemed back home again. That's Christ in the church today taking his wife back. See the threefold mystery now? God manifested in Christ. Christ manifested in the church all together to bring back the original Adam and Eve again, man and woman, which are one. And made out of the same blood and same spirit and everything else. The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit, because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into His body, that recognizes only His body, only His flesh, His word.
Amen.
Denominations won't never touch that.
Right.
It's a revelation.
Yes.
She knows it.
Right.
So did Eve know it, but she fell. But this one knows it and won't fall. She's ordained. Hallelujah. Woo, she's ordained not to fall. She won't fail. She's predestinated to it. Blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. You ministers know what I'm speaking of. Couple dozen. Let me skip down a little bit. He says, notice, redeeming back with him, going home, back to eternal life in a human body. Not going to eternal life, back to eternal life.
Amen.
Why? You had it.
Yes.
You were there.
Amen.
And through his sacrifice, the tree of life, you were part of it, but part of it fell, had to be redeemed back.
Yes.
And the only one who could buy it was a part of it. Woo, glory.
Yeah.
He sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah.
He's more like you than you realize.
Amen.
You're one and the same.
Sure.
She is him.
Amen.
As man and woman are one, so is Christ and the bride. And in this day, he's making it known. Is what we just read there. And Paul's talking about the same mystery. He says, to the full assurance of understanding, this is Colossians 2:2, to the full acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Oh, did you get a Trinity idea out of that? You ain't got the mystery then.
Sure.
You don't have it. Because before there was a world, God Almighty dwelt alone. But he had attributes in him. And in order for him to be a father, there had to be sons. Oh, glory. In order for there to be an anointed people, there had to be a Christ to anoint them.
Right.
And that anointing that abides with us. You said you're filled with the Holy Ghost. That means it's with you all the time.
Right.
He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Right.
Can you see that mystery for yourself?
Amen.
How are we going to make a rapture, brother, sister, is right here.
Right.
This is why. Brother Brain was just reading it here the other day. It's probably the most sweetest thing I've ever read in a long time. He said, he's talking about the rapture and going on how it'll happen. Nobody even know it happened.
Right.
He said, you know, a man will be driving on his way to church. Come up missing. Let that be me. Yeah. Now, don't you all be here too. You ought to be coming with me.
Amen.
Something about woman getting ready doing this and just normal, what we call normal living, but living in this mystery that I'm his bride and I'm ready at any time. Anytime. When I don't feel good, I'm ready. When I don't want to go to church, I'm going anyways. When I don't want to pray, I'm going to pray anyways. Why? There's a life in me and I have to do it. It's what I am. I'm a hypocrite when I don't do it because that's not who I am. Glory to God. Notice, redeeming back with him, going home, back to eternal life in a human body, eating, drinking, living forever. Isaiah said they would build houses and inhabit them, plant vineyards and eat the fruit. They would build and they'll not build another, take it. The children won't take it, but they'll be there with their offsprings. He'll build it and stay there. Amen. He won't build another, eat. He'll build and eat himself. Amen. What is it? His bride going back with him, redeemed back to the original Adam and Eve again, for death is left behind. They look back at the cross and see that the death has been paid. And now, by faith, we are resurrected with him, sitting in heavenly places right now, looking back to what redeemed us, waiting for the husband to come to march on home with him. Threefold purpose of God manifested in Adam and Eve and every prophet and down through the ages and he that is to come, he that was, he which is, and he that which is to come. The whole manifestation, the revelation of the Word of God, Adam and Eve going back home again, redeemed, God making himself known.
Amen.
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the thing God has in store for them that love him. The Bible does say, but the Spirit does reveal these things to us. We're revealed these by the Spirit. But I'm going to read you a quote. Because as much, and I believe God does this, as much as even we get revealed, as much as Brother Aaron preached about what's going to be over there, as much as he talked about the end time and the millennium and the marriage supper, brother, sister, what will it be when we get there? if this little taste of it tastes this good, what will it be when we get over yonder? I talked about Paul saying we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Let me read you this out of the Church Age book coming out later, seeing Church Age. He says, now this word true is the same word we saw back there in Revelation 3:7. You recall that it does not mean true as in contrast with false. It has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization. Now back in the Philadelphian age, the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. What great love that age manifested in Him. It reminds me of those beautiful words of 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With them we rejoice also. We haven't seen Him, but we have felt Him. We know Him as much as our limiting senses can tell us, but one day it will be face to face. That is for this age. That is for this age.
Amen.
He is coming at the end of this age. Partial realization will be made perfect realization. Completed realization. Hallelujah. We have been looking through a glass darkly, but soon it will be face to face. We have been going from glory to glory, but soon it will be right in the glory, and in His glory will shine. We shall be like Him, wondrously like Him. Jesus, our Savior divine. Isn't that wonderful? We are complete in Him. That is true. He would not lie to us about that. But one day, we'll be changed in the atoms. We will put on immortality. We will all swallow up in life. Then we will realize realization. Then realize. What does realize mean? Bring something that is into reality to you.
Amen.
We talk about a body change. We talk about these things. We talk about passing over. And we have heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you understand? You're the privileged people that get to experience this.
Amen.
Wow.
To think that God even let His prophet go to the grave. And yet you're still here.
Amen.
See, if it's just a partial realization, you'll say, oh, God didn't, He didn't, shouldn't have saved me. I'm not worth it at all. But perfect realization says, I'm here. I'm ordained to be here. I'm made more than an overcomer. And it's my privilege to serve God in the midst of Satan's Eden. I don't look at it as something as a punishment. I look at it as a great opportunity to give praise and honor and glory to the name that could still save me out of Satan's Eden.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How are you going to do it? By knowing who you are.
Amen.
Knowing who you are. Who are you? The Word.
Amen.
When has the Word failed? Then how can you fail if you're the Word?
Amen.
How can there be a rapture without you when you, as a born-again, Holy Ghost-filled believer, are the definition of the rapture?
Amen.
He that's begun this good work in you must finish it.
Amen.
To the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What's your name? Amen. What day is it? It's the day of the bride. It's a day for us to see the revelation face to face. Not hoping for it, not clawing for it, but living it.
Amen.
That wherever I am, He is also.
Amen.
Wherever the devil is, he's just a squatter. What am I worried about? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's with me wherever I go.
Amen.
They call Him on the sand. Brother Bram said they call Him down. He says, you don't need to call Him down. He's in you.
Amen.
Now we see where Pentecost missed it. Now we see why God had to send a prophet the same way He did in the first age. He sent this revelation by His prophets and apostles, and they sent it to all the Gentiles. The church stole it away through denomination. To think the worst thing in the world right now is organized religion. They're looking for what's running the world into chaos. And they can't see that it's organized religion.
Right.
Oh, no, it's this reason, it's that reason, it's poverty. No, it's not. If the church would have left to go the way it should have, we would have brought on a millennium.
Yeah.
Brother Bram even said that. He said, if the millennium should have been on years ago, I'm glad it wasn't.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if you're praying for loved ones, you ought to be happy.
Right.
Like Paul said. True. He said, you know what? To die is gain. I'm done. I'm ready to go. He said, I'm in a great strait to go and be with Christ, which is far better. But it's more needful for me to be here in the flesh.
That's right.
For you.
Sure.
This is when you recognize your calling as a believer. Do you understand that you're the only God people are going to see?
That's right.
Amen.
That's true.
And if you don't believe that, listen, you won't be the God that people need to see.
Right.
Right.
Don't get you out of the picture.
Yes.
You've got to believe what Brother Abraham said. The sin question is settled.
Yes.
It's over. You're not a sinner saved by grace no more. He recognizes you from the beginning.
Amen.
I've been a saint from the beginning.
Amen.
Redemption has bought me back.
Yes.
That's right.
And all this hole right here, is done away.
Amen.
He doesn't even remember. Remember Brother Branham was sitting there condemning a woman right there.
Right.
Goes aside and the Holy Spirit gave him a vision. So he saw the whole, I'm closing. He saw the whole world, the blood around it, and he saw his sins going up and hitting the Lord in the face.
Right.
He said, Lord, is that my sins hitting you? He said, yes, they are. He said, the blood was there to keep it from getting to God, and I'd have to be judged for it. Oh, my. He said, but then he took his hand to his side, pulled out his book of life. Now, there's two. We understand there's one for what you did on earth, but there's something God wrote before the foundation of the world. He wrote his name pardon on that and chucked that to the side. He said, I forgave you. What about her? Steve Delaney, most of y'all know him. If you don't, he's here a few weeks ago. He's got a couple nephews and a niece that's having to live for him or live with him right now. His parents got in trouble with the law and things. And he took them in so they didn't have to go to foster care. And here recently, they worked out something where they have to go on Sunday now to his grandma's or their grandma's, so they can't come to church anymore. And he said, you know, I'm just so grieved for them. I just want them to see what Christ has to offer. I want them to get it more than anything. I said, yeah, I understand. I got about 140 people I feel that way every day about.
Right.
And it's tough. It's tough when you can't even get them to listen two words. Knowing that they're wretched, poor, naked, miserable. That they're just, I got a girl in my class, man alive. You say the wrong thing, her whole day is ruined right now. Another girl was in my class, had a nervous breakdown right in school about some choir thing. And you don't have to live that way.
Amen. That's true.
It's a hard age, brother, sister. I understand that. But do you recognize the glory of this age?
Yes.
Don't look at it as something we can't surmount or we can't overcome or it's just going to be hopeless. It's already done written. You can say it like this: the game's already rigged. We done won.
Amen.
That's right. And any time Satan says he's getting advantage on you, remember what the Bible says: you done beat him.
Amen.
Why? Paul said, says Satan that's troubling you right now, shortly be put under your feet.
Yep.
Devil's going to get whooped by a woman. That's right.
Yep.
Let me be the first one to stomp on his head.
Amen.
Stomp on what head? The head of unbelief. The head of doubt, the head of fear, the head of confusion. Any of those do not come from God.
Amen.
He's an author of peace, not an author of confusion.
Right.
If it doesn't make sense, say, God, give me revelation. If you need revelation, humble yourself and receive revelation. Otherwise, you ain't going to make it out. Let's stand together tonight. Dad, you're going to have to find some. I can't just pray about it. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit here, our own way. Look beyond the veil tonight. Don't worry about your neighbor or really what you even got to do here tonight or tomorrow. Let's take some time and think about Him. Jesus. Let's just bow our heads tonight. Praise your name, Lord.
Be very sure.
Thank you, Lord.
Be very sure.
heads bowed.
Yes.
It might feel just like another church service, but don't let these moments pass you. If you're on Satan's wheel of despair, if you feel that God isn't near, if you feel He's unconcerned, you need to humble yourself tonight and say, Lord, this isn't your fault, this is my fault. I've listened to unbelief too long. That Roman centurion looked the Savior of the world in His face, crucified Him, killed Him, never gave it a second thought of who that man was. You could be looking God right in the face. You are tonight. I'm not presuming that. The Holy Spirit is making Himself known even in this day. He's still the Word. He's still alive. He still lives in His children. And He's still calling souls back into His grace. They're going to say, Lord, no looking around each one. This is between you and Him now. Lord, I've doubted you, but I want to come back to this eternal purpose. I want to come back to fellowship with you. That when I wake up, I'm fellowshipping. When I go to work, I'm fellowshipping. When I'm living my life, I'm fellowshipping. Lord, I want to be born again, the Spirit of God. I want to know that I've crossed the chasm from death back to life. God bless you, brothers. God bless you, brother, sister. God bless you. I wonder how many more opportunities there will be to receive the grace of God. It's a serious time. So I am not in a hurry. I don't listen to those voices saying, hurry up and get out of here. You're making things uncomfortable. Holy Spirit's working on some already. That's why we came to church tonight. Don't stay on the outside. You don't have to. You don't have to live a double life. You can live a Christian life. The Holy Spirit is that balm. Accept it for yourself. Brother, sister, don't get so spiritual you don't need another filling of the Holy Ghost sometimes. I need it every day. I just need a freshness again. I need to stay out of the state. If you don't push against the current, you'll go with it. You'll turn into one of these. You'll lose your citizenship in heaven and start acting like these Americans. You'll take on that spirit. You'll whine, complain, bicker. Everything's terrible all the time. Going with the flow. But if you can get enough gall in your heart to say, Lord, don't presume. Now, I'm talking if you got the Holy Ghost. Because if you got the Holy Ghost, you've got power to come out of it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Al, brother, give Him praise for it. Believe it. Confess it with your mouth. Say, I'm free tonight. Lord Jesus, I accept my deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
And begin to think on Him. Begin to think of what happened when you first got saved. Begin to think of the love that He's bestowed upon you. And I don't care if you feel like doing it. Give it back. Hallelujah. Your purpose is to fellowship with Him. And He inhabits your praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rise out of unbelief tonight. You'll see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you tonight. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, we give you preeminence. Oh, Father, thank you for speaking to us, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Lord, as these people cry to you, I pray you hear their prayers. I pray they'd reach a revelation that goes beyond their thinking, beyond their feelings, and hits a solid rock that Satan can't take away. Hallelujah. Those seeking for the Holy Ghost, I pray that tonight they would know that they received it. In the simplicity of the Word, may a new life be brought in their hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't let one be found on the outside, but may each one have that full assurance of the mystery, full assurance that they are God's eternal purpose. Lord, I come against the enemy. I come against the one trying to lead the souls of these people different directions. Lord, I pray your Spirit would take away all those things and bring them back to that one purpose. That'll bring satisfaction. That'll bring joy. That'll bring love. That'll bring deliverance. Grant it, Lord, tonight by your Spirit. I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Him now, brother, sister. Lift your voice to God. Get lost in heavenly places. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let God pour His revelation on you. A real revelation. Something that's real. A real realization. You're not just hoping you're saved, but you know it. Hallelujah. You're not just hoping you're redeemed, but you know you've already been bought back. And that you've got the token punched. And brother, sister, that token don't just pay a rapture. It pays healing tonight. That token doesn't just pay for you. It'll pay for your family. Oh, believe it tonight. Punch the ticket. Say, Lord, I confess it. Let the love of God be shed abroad in my heart and reach those souls. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. This is a bride's ministry. It's a bride's day. You're part of it. If you've got the Holy Ghost, God has witnessed you're part of this move of God in this last day. Thank you, Jesus. And it's time for these things, brothers and sisters. If you're sick, don't leave here with sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed tonight. Yes. Have courage. Have boldness. Tell the devil. Push back on him.
Yes.
Amen. Don't be ashamed. He's a squatter. He's a thief. He's a liar. You pray to God. You command the devil. Hallelujah. We don't ask Satan to leave. We tell him to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We've got needs coming forward. If there's anyone else, I want you to come believing with all your heart. Hallelujah. I want you to come just based on the Word of God.
Yes.
That, Lord, you said if we laid hands on the sick, these signs would follow them that believe.
Yes.
Amen. They will recover. That's the Word of God. It cannot fail. Humble yourself. It's not lightning bolts and flashing. Naaman had that idea one time, and the prophet came and just told him to dip in a river. Just do whatever God says. Some people want deliverance. Sometimes the reason you ain't got deliverance is because you ain't done repentance yet. Hallelujah. Just take a little moment here. God bless you, sons. Appreciate these little guys and their patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As the Holy Spirit works on each one, you yield to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Say, what moves God? Your faith. Thank you, Jesus. There's many times I've stood and said, Lord, I wish I could discern this person, help them out. I wish I could have a vision for them, and I wish I could do this. And do you understand? He's in control.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Many people thought Brother Bram just called on visions, and that's why he had them. He said, well, you walk out of here and dream me a dream. So that's the same. I'm dependent on the Lord. And I've had to step back and humble myself and say, Lord, I can't do this. You're going to have to do it. Hallelujah. All I can do is preach it. I can't make you believe it, brother, sister. But if you will, I'm telling you tonight, I feel His power all around us. It's that simple. You can move mountains right now. You can move right in your own life right now. Don't leave depressed tonight. Get that out of here. Give joy. How? Just start being joyous. Give God praise. Say, Lord, I'm happy tonight. I'm feeling great. Praise your name, Lord. I'm going to heaven. I got every reason to shout.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I can tap my foot a little bit. I can wave my hands before God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, Father. Yes, sir. This Lord Jesus.
This rock is Jesus. Yeah.
Spirit lift so much in my brother that it'll bring an atmosphere. I convict them to do the right thing, Lord, and keep sin out of the world. Grant it, Lord, I pray, and I stand with my brother against these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Feel free to praise Him tonight. That won't worry the Holy Ghost at all. Thank you, Lord. To the soul. This is His presence. Just humble yourself and receive it. Cry to Him. Yes, Lord.
And while on others Thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by.
With all your heart now, Lord, cry and say, sing it from your heart. When you say me, mean you. Sing it to Him personally.
Oh, hear my humble cry.
Say, Lord, You've touched others. Touch me tonight, Lord.
And while on others Thou art God.
You're His masterpiece. His heart's desire tonight. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let Satan snatch the victory. Christ gives it to you tonight. Cry out to Him. Cry and say, Savior,
oh, Savior.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hear my blessed God.
When while on others Thou,
oh Jesus, thank You, Father. Praise Your name. Thank You, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Dad, play the Savior. Oh, raise your voice to Him. Raise your heart. Worship Him. Receive the Holy Ghost tonight. If you've received it, receive it again. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Get past all your mental faculties. Go into that inner chamber. Go into that place of the Shekinah glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it might make you do things you don't want to. That's all right. Go ahead. Thank you, blessed God. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching me, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, how many believe that's the presence of Jesus Christ? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessing me His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. We worship You. Great King, great Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit. Strength, cry out to Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you believe that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One more time, let's sing that chorus with all our hearts. Savior, Savior. We're crying, Savior. Beginning to wonder how many more times it's going to be, brother, sister. And you will be on your way to church. The Holy Spirit sweep into that vehicle. Just gently call you home. Don't live for anything else. You're not built to live for anything else. It's home, brother, sister. I didn't say call you to God's palace, but home. That's where you're from. Hallelujah. Don't wait till then. We're sitting now in heavenly places. You can resort back to home. When you don't have peace, you've got a Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. When you don't have joy, it says, I don't see Him, but I'm going to rejoice anyways because I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. What more can God do? He's opened up every ministry. And He's shown it to you. He's made it personal even tonight. I thank Him so much for it, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank You for touching me, Lord. Helping me again. Thank You for strength for another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just love on Him a little bit tonight. I'll let you be dismissed here in a minute, but we came to worship Him. We came to adore Him. We came to be in His presence, and He has not failed us. Be as simple as you know how to be. Hallelujah. When you want to show love to your husband, your wife, it ain't hard. You just got to do it sometimes. It's simple. You just pour your heart out, and you mean it. Do the same with your Savior tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go tonight, let's just sing that song. I'll let you be dismissed on this. What a day that will be. Can you say amen? Is that your whole hopes and dreams? Yes, Lord. Don't quit now, brothers. Just believe with all your heart.
Yes.
Press that kingdom with all the faith that's in you. Endure to the end and be saved. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints.
What a day that will be.
God bless you tonight.
When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace.
Yes, Lord.
And He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land.
I believe it, Lord.
What a day, glorious day.
Lead me, Lord, by Your hand. Yes, Father.
Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the
God bless you tonight. Thank the Lord.
And leads me through the promised land. What a day.